Okay, if we are ready to restart, and I hope we have had some opportunity to discuss and digest not just the gorgeous donuts, but also the topic that the challenges that Anthony put in front of us. And there is one comment that I'm going to say now, and I'm going to say it again just before we go into the breakout sessions, that we have all will have a natural tendency at our stage of our careers to be risk-side. But as But as leaders, we need to put that aside. So we are going into this session with a growth mindset, thinking about what can happen, not around the risks and not about being risk-averse. So what we have is that, my language is going all over the place this morning, April, with a great deal of help from one of the board members, and I won't fess up about him right now, put together this series of slides as thought provokers as we go into our breakout session. We didn't know what Anthony was going to talk about, but I think they build really, really well on what Anthony did talk about with his platform. But these are thinking about, I mean, obviously Anthony didn't talk specifically that little bit about accounting, but it was really about audit rather than accounting. So it's now for us to think about those changes are coming, they're happening. What are the possible implications for the foundation? Hans has obviously thought about it, has spoken about it at various forums. It's now our opportunity to think about it and provide advice. And effectively, we have four questions today, which were in the cover notes. So first of all, how is financial reporting affected by the proliferation of data? So that's the first question. So we think about the data of what the big data is, so the collection of data, and how we effectively manage around knowing that that data is there. So our question, if we just move on, so those are some thoughts for us as we move into the group. So I'm not going to talk to those, just for us to think about. And then the specific questions. So how is financial reporting affected by the proliferation of data? So those bullet points, again, are if we get stuck to think about in our groups, but not necessary to follow those bullet points. But they're some of the thoughts that we may want to think about as we move into our group. So how does it affect financial reporting? And is that from the perspective of the preparers and or the users? What is the future of the annual report? And in fact, will there be a split between compliance information and, in fact, investor information? So will there be two different types of information? What is the proliferation of data going to do to financial reporting? And then the next bit that Anthony did talk about in particular was the blockchain and the open accessibility, and I fully accept that most of us are really struggling with this concept, but it is coming, it is growing. As somebody said to me when the first session I went on this, that we are probably 120 metres into a marathon in relation to blockchain, that's how far advanced it is. And I asked the question for my companies in New Zealand as a director, where did we need to be at? And his comment was, we need to understand it, we need to know it's coming, we need to think about what others in our industry are doing in that area, but we don't necessarily need to apply it. And I think that probably the same would be said, and maybe that was about a year ago, so maybe we're slightly more than 12 minutes into the marathon now, but that kind of thought, so thinking about that, where those things are, around what are the implications, and so how can the market prepare, so that comes back to, so how can we prepare, how can we be ready for this thing that is coming? And perhaps some of it is to make sure, as Anthony emphasised to all of us, that we understand it and that somehow there is training within the foundation to ensure that everybody understands what it actually means and therefore thinking through the implications. Then the next, effectively, we've called here the automation, and Anthony made a very clear distinction as to what he meant by artificial intelligence, and I think we should probably revert to that in terms of, you know, being the lack of human intervention and the complexity of things in the terms of the right-hand corner of his box of thinking of what are the implications of that for our industry. And as he said as well, which I think is very, very pertinent, is around that experience that I know, the same as him, as a junior auditor using my green pen and ticking stuff, was as boring as hell, and I thought, why did I get a university degree to do this? But in fact, all of that experience that you gained by doing that over the years, I think, has helped me as my career has progressed. So if I'm going to miss out on all of that, or our youngsters are going to miss out on all of that, how do they get that experience to be able to think, to apply judgment later on? So that's, you know, what effect will automation have on the information supply chain? And then the final question, which is really, what changes to the risk and technology affect our standard setting? So that really is the core of what the foundation is doing around how does that affect us. And it may be that we don't answer the question specifically about what the foundation needs to do, but the sort of things as to what the implications might be, and therefore the next step is, therefore what action points might, which we wouldn't be considering today, might the foundation need to think about taking in order to think about those particular aspects. So those are things. You've got the slides in your packs so that you can refer to them into your groups. We've got four groups, which you have a piece of paper somewhere in your pack that says what the four breakout groups are, and we have both a chair, we have a board members who will be attending each group. We have a facilitator that is going to try to help the chair to keep on the straight and narrow and to ask to answer, if you like, factual questions about things about the foundation. And the technical associate that is allocated to each of those groups is effectively the scribe to help the chair afterwards to pull the information together. And as I said, at the end of the breakout sessions, when we report back, it's going to be more of a panel session to discuss the reporting backs. If you want to do slides, you're welcome to do that. However, we're not going to sit and show the slides as we have in the past. We're trying that something different. I'm also going to say we've got four questions, that we've got four groups. I would like each group to get through the four questions. However, just in case they don't, I'm going to suggest that each group start with a different question, and just to make it easy, group one start with question one, group two with question two, etc., etc., etc. I could make it challenging, but I think we've got enough challenges as it is. So if we could do that, and it says where the rooms are, and I'm sure Fiona will help you to find them if your little map is not clear. So it is now 11:15. We are scheduled to come back here at 12:15. What I'm going to say is I'm going to suggest we actually come back here. May we do that, April, at 12:30?
And I think that's fine, because speaking to Toshio earlier, I think he thought that he could reduce the length of his time from half an hour.
And if we are a little late for lunch, I'm sure that you will be quite happy to give some of your an hour and a quarter's lunch hour to this session, which is so, so important. And I am going to repeat what I said at the beginning of my introduction here for all of us as we leave this room. We have a natural tendency, sorry, and I'm putting you all into the same stage of your career as me, which I know is not true, and Goro and I have both just shared the horrible fact, I'm sorry, Goro, I'm going to let you, that we both turned 60 this year, and therefore we are towards the end of our careers. I'm sure that's not the case for most of you. However, you still all have a natural tendency at your stage of your career to be risk averse. But as leaders, which we all are, we need to put that aside. So on that note, please. please put aside your risk-averse nature and come up with some thoughts in relation to these questions. Good talking and contribution. Thank you.
And could I just say, to take the pressure off the fair Fiona, if you're in group one in the auditorium, I'll show you where you're sitting over here. Group two, which is in Tower C, if you just go out here, Tower C is that room just behind there. Group three, the Moore London Suite, is straight through past the coffee at the end. And group four, meeting room five and six, is upstairs, and we'll show you where it is upstairs. Okay?